Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is weird. I'm sitting here with B. Mitch right now, pointing, making hand motions, because the one thing we did not settle before the show was who's driving and who is sitting in the passenger seat today throwing empty beer cans out the window.
It's the bye week, so I'm in the passenger seat.
Oh, my God. B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe here sitting in for JP, who's enjoying his bye week. Brian, it is great to see you. It has been too long. And to my knowledge, you and I have never rode together on air. All the years we worked together side by side at 980.
Totally.
Don't think you and I have ever.
I had this conversation yesterday with Landfield. I was telling him,
I don't think we've ever played tennis together on the radio. Back and forth. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. But you and I been knowing each other for a long time. We played golf together.
True.
You were in my Potomac Cup one time, which was great.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, can I start, by the way? Also, I had to get, before we got going today, yesterday, I had to ask Landfill for his actual name.
Oh, Andrew?
Andrew Mullins. He probably, Landfill, you don't like that getting out there too much. Doesn't seem like, at least not from what I know. You're like, no, I don't like getting that out
JP
there.
JP calls him Jim Andrew Mullins, the 6th, 7th, 10th, whatever.
Is that
every day?
Is that an exaggerated actual name?
Okay. He adds all that stuff.
Okay. I really felt sheepish because, you know, I've heard Landfill now for years listening to you guys, and I love his aggressive edge at times. Mm-hmm. I loved the heel turn, Landfill, when the name Redskins went goodbye and you became an Eagles fan. I mean, that was dirty right there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still a purported Eagles fan, just for the record?
He's back.
Yeah, okay. I came back when they sold the team.
Okay, good. All right, so you're back. That's fine. How was it living in the land of savages?
I mean, it was great. It was, you know, for the first time in 20 years at that point, it was good to root for a winner.
Got to see some winning. Yeah. Exactly.
He was, you know, Landfield likes to stick you and just turn it.
Right. So. And then the other day he had his 47 things that are wrong with the Commanders.
Oh, you should have heard the 99.
Was it 47 or was it
44?
It was 44 in honor of the 44 points they kept giving up.
Ah, right.
But he had 99. That was 2 years ago, Landfield? 2 years ago.
It was back when Snyder still owned the team. I had 99 problems.
99 problems of the team.
I was actually riveted because I'm like, all right, I know they got a lot of problems, but I want to hear, say, 13 through 44 because that's a lot of problems.
Leffy, you got to pull up 99 and let Zabe check that out.
Yeah, I hope I saw that list somewhere. I'll look for it.
99 things? Okay. So I'm texting you guys last night and just getting a basic rundown for the plan today. And I was like, hey, Landfill, I'm sorry about this, but I have an oddly anal thing about my phone and context. I've got to have real names in there. I don't have nicknames in there. Has to be capitalized properly. It's a very anal retentive thing. I want it.
That is anal.
Yeah, I know. And I felt like a jerk going, could I have your real name, please?
I think in my phone, you are not Steve Zabin. You are Zabe.
Yeah, that's fine.
Landfill is Landfill.
Right,
JP
right.
JP or Jupu.
Jupu.
Jeff, I do have Jeff Walker because I don't think I found I wouldn't put his nickname because I call him a lot of different odd things.
By the way, Jeff Walker, 90 pounds down. Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, big ups to
Fred called him OJ.
Ozempic
Jenkins. Fred don't believe it.
No. Skinless chicken and high reps, as my boy Al Galdi likes to say. Skinless chicken and high reps.
Galdi's been that size forever.
I know. He's such a fitness
freak. We saw Jeff try for a while, and nothing went anywhere. Then he lost about 30 or 40. Then he gained it back. Oh, boy. And then he just... So we don't know what's going on.
Well, look, he's looking a lot healthier. That's what's going on, and that's a good thing. So, got the name. We now know you're throwing the empty beer cans out the window. Just kidding. Don't litter. I'll get us in and out. I've got a list of fun things
to
talk about.
Keep a trash bag if you're going to be the passenger when you're drinking your beer.
Right. But there's one more thing I got to start with today, and that is I had a near panic attack commuting into D.C. today. Not because the traffic was particularly bad, bitch. It was because I come up upon the mouth of 66 past the toll road through the beltway. And I see the sign for the easy pass tolls.
The amount.
And suddenly I'm panicking because I remember once upon a time, 66 inbound was restricted to HOV in the morning and or special hybrid cars or maybe EVs. And I'm like, does that still exist? I don't know. I never commute downtown. Never have. All the radio stations I've been at in the market were in Rockville, then in Silver Spring, then back in Rockville, and then briefly here, but then I was gone. So I've never literally gone into town.
If you have easy pass, you're fine.
Well, okay. All right. As I look up at the lights and I see what it's going to cost to go three different places, small, medium, large. The large was D.C., and I knew I had to go all the way into the belly of the beast. And what do you think the number was, the cost was going to be?
What time was it?
It was an hour ago.
By an hour ago, probably $24.
$35.93. And I went, I'm like, whoa. Now, I don't know.
See, I leave at a time where it cost me about that for the whole way.
Okay. Now, here's what I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to avoid that or if it's going to just funnel me, shunt me into an automatic overhead sensor. Ha-ha, got your easy pass because I've got an easy pass. And once that thing ka-dings for 35 and change, there's no way I'm getting it back. There's no way I can call customer support and go, I made a mistake. Can I get a refund for this? They're going to be like, no, goodbye.
It's not happening.
See you later. I then went to, because I do have a Tesla, and I do love it, I pressed the Grok button, their AI assistant, on the steering wheel, and I said, can you drive 66 into D.C. during the week, in the mornings, without paying? And it said, yes, you can, just stay out of the easy pass lanes. Is Grok correct? Because sometimes Grok is wrong.
Well, Grok is completely wrong. If you're coming, once you come up the toll road and get on the 66, there's no such thing as no easy pass lane. When you're coming from where I live in Centerville, you got the regular lanes and you have the speed lanes, the easy pass lanes. Once you get
past the beltway,
inside the beltway, it's all easy pass.
Oh, no.
Because like when you're coming, you know, right before you get to Route 7, that's where the first set of the overheads start hanging. And then they're over the road all the way in.
Oh, my God. So then you're cooked.
Yeah.
Okay, so question then. You pay Easy Pass down 66 every day?
Yeah.
And what does it typically cost?
Well, normally I hit it right around 9 o'clock, which is somewhere anywhere from $6, $7 up to about, the highest it's been was 23.
Okay. So you just pay the freight.
Yeah.
Life's too short. You're not going to be doing all this
because, like,
sideways.
Traffic stops too much for me. I just rather keep moving through it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Interesting. So Grok was wrong.
Yeah.
There is no freeway in the morning.
Nah.
But when does this end? What's the timer? When is 66 free?
9:30.
Yeah, I think it's 9:30.
9:30.
Okay, so I need to ask CK if I can come in at 11 for these trips. I am unemployed. I'm on a fixed budget right now.
Or you gonna be leaving earlier, and you gonna just have to jump on.
Okay.
Don't take the GW Parkway. That's a disaster.
GW Parkway is hell. Now, if you get on 66 and you get off immediately at what is that? Oh, the first little exit, you can jump on the, it's a lane that takes you all the way up and then you jump back on. Once
well,
you
know what I did is I got off on Chain Bridge and I got a tour of my glorious hometown, the mean streets of McLean, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It navigated me, my Tesla, through hither and yon, side street and suburb, bedroom community, and all these places that I grew up, these ball fields, B-Mitch, that I played at Haycock Elementary School, and down past Tuckahoe Swim Club. And I'm like, oh, the nostalgia. And then I started looking at my arrival time, and it's going up and up and up. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to make it here on time today.
You can either...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Suffer from that? Or just pay the freight.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't suffering so much as I had the full self-driving going. And I was kind of relaxing, listening to the junkies, and it was okay. But, man, it took me hither and yon across Arlington into other parts of the metro I had never been before. It was wild.
I have, when I first started doing, I would just jump right off. I can't remember. Is it West? Not Westmoreland. Washington Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah.
Take Washington Boulevard. Then you can take that all the way up. And when you jump back on, you're coming on to the bridge. So you miss all the toll.
Yeah,
So Washington Boulevard is normally $3 to $5 max. And then
Do we think the quadruple bypass surgery that the beloved Parkway is undergoing is going to be done?
It's 2025 now. I'm going to go by 2035.
Jeez.
What you think, Landfield? Because Landfield takes that route sometimes.
Can we get, like, I know you guys don't use a talk and text line here, but a text would be good from somebody or a tweet would be good from somebody saying, okay, here's what VDOT says.
VDOT probably told us it's going to be done. They probably mentioned sometime soon, but.
But their deadlines are unreliable.
When they started the Beltway and that thing, you notice they've changed the plan several times since.
I have not noticed that.
Well, because like,
how do you know they've changed the plan? Are you on the VDOT website going, boys?
You just pay attention.
Okay.
I'm riding on the Beltway, and then all of a sudden now they just decide everything's going down. They tore all the stuff up over here.
Oh, the Cloverleaf right there by Georgetown Pike is unbelievable in size and scope.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's where I grew up. I went by that, except it didn't exist, to high school at Langley High School. All throughout the 80s, and to think that they had obliterated so much of the woods and the trees and the area there to build this giant clover leaf. And then, of course, once you get on the parkway, it's all torn up at good chunks of it. Yeah. I guess they're adding a lane, maybe, something like that. Who knows?
I don't know when it's going
to
be done.
Well, I know this. My pops, Super Sky Point to you, Pops, used to commute into the Department of Agriculture, and he would take the Beltway. Or no, he'd take the Parkway, right, from McLean? Mm-hmm. And he used to call it welfare for the rich because he said it was such a great little road. It was not congested. It was a direct shot into downtown D.C. from the nearby bedroom communities where he and my mom moved in 1972. It was great.
In the early 90s, it was like that, too. Now it's pure hell.
It's just unbelievable.
It makes no sense because you'll be riding on it some days and then it just stops.
Sure.
And you're like, why did it stop? And you steadily see the cars from the other side coming past, but it just stopped.
All it takes is one person to slow down to look at a woodpecker, and there's a backup. Yeah. There's suddenly red on the old navigation.
They have.
Thanks for slowing down, dummy.
And if a tree falls.
And if a tree falls.
So, it's crazy.
All right. Commander's bye week. They've got a new kicker. Jake Moody signed off of. Whose practice squad did they sign him off of? But they got Jake Moody, former Niner kicker, who did not work out. He was a high draft pick, and they got sick of him missing kicks. And then Matt Gay got signed by the Niners. He was out of work for 3 days, B-Mitch.
What it tells you is that the kickers that are in the league, albeit some of them are awful, the people outside the league aren't very good.
Right.
You know?
They'd rather have a guy who's missed kicks in the league.
Yeah.
So they can go, well, he's missed kicks in the league. He knows what it takes to make them.
Moody was at the Bears.
Bears, that's right.
Okay, so Moody is now here, who was once at the 49ers, and now Gay is there. Basically, you have to just find them. You remember David Akers was here.
Yeah.
And he missed a field goal in preseason. Norv cut him. He went to the Eagles and stayed there for 11 years.
Great career with the Eagles.
I think what you see Dallas has done, Dallas went and found a pro soccer player.
Oh, Brandon Aubrey is ridiculous.
But that they found a pro soccer player who basically, when you watch him kick, it's like he's
not trying.
It's like you watch the pro golfers, how they swing their
effortless
little
power.
That's how he looks.
Stupid power.
So they need to start looking at people like that. But, you know, but once a guy gets into the league and he's been around 4 or 5 years, he's going to have a job for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they much rather go with the guy that they know has kicked in the league than this next guy who could be better than him.
Right.
You know, because it's all about the stress level, I guess.
If I were an NFL team, you're right, I would be pestering the crap out of Aubrey going, who do you know?
You got
who are
friends?
Your buddies? Got any friends? Right, exactly. Sort of like a hot chick. Like, you got any friends that are single right now? Like, I would literally ask him, there's got to be more of you out there. He was on his couch, by the way.
Yeah.
And just his girlfriend or his wife said, you know, you could do that. Why don't you go try out for a team?
How many other girlfriend or wives you think said? Hey, you used to kick. You can do that. If they find out how much money he's making, I'm sure they said it right
now. How many girlfriends of soccer players are like, hey, man, you should try that. Looks pretty easy. The thing is, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
Even with the new jacked up K-balls, which have increased the percentage of 50 and 60 yarders by like 20%. I've seen the numbers, B. Mitch. Have you seen the explosion in long range kicking this year in the league?
I see it, but I don't know if the K-ball is helping as much as people think. I think guys have gotten a lot better.
You're right. Because the kickers are getting better.
Because the K-ball from always has been different than the other ball.
Right.
And the K-ball, to me, was just a little, it wasn't as plump as the passing ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that kickers, but unless they're just making sure everything is now to the same weight.
Well, here's a little bit of super equipment nerdiness. I watched a video that
explained.
I know
explained, you love the balls.
Oh,
you
love
the nerdy ball
kicking
stuff.
So I watched a YouTube video that went through what the changes meant. The mm-hmm. K-balls were used to only be given to the equipment staff of each team 4 hours before kickoff.
Yeah.
4 hours. Mm-hmm. So they had to frantically rub them. Scrape them, scuff them up, pump them up, you know, massage them, you know, bend the end points in to make them as soft and round as possible. Now they get them, I think, 4 days or a week ahead of time. So the equipment guys have a week now to work on these things, to beat them up, sort of like a government witness who won't talk. All right, come on, K-ball.
Yeah.
So they get these. Apparently, they're saying this has to be the difference because.
Well,
here's the percentage. Ready? The percentage of 50-yard field goals has jumped from 70 to 74%, a historically high mark.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more attempts from long range than ever before.
Yeah. Because, but the thing of it, if just like the ball I use all week, I can throw that ball to you in the game.
Okay.
I don't know why it was always a problem. Well, the ball that the kickers used, they couldn't. Because that's why kickers, back in the day, they heard you had the excuse that people were using helium in their balls. Okay? I don't see balls going much higher. I don't think anybody has kicked the ball as high as Ray Guy.
Right.
It was a lot of rumors that he was using helium.
There were.
Didn't he hit the
Jumbotron?
The Superdome.
He might have. Yep.
So no one has gotten close to those things before since. But it seemed like it was more of a negative for the kickers and the return guys, because when that ball comes out of that box, it has that waxy film on it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's slipperier.
It's also got a dye to it. Like the NFL regulation ball, the NFL Duke ball that you would buy at Dick's Sporting Goods.
A little reddish.
For like $90, I think, is the cost of one of them. It's got a red dye on it for coloring that they actually scrub off and they put mud on instead. Because real NFL balls, as you know, they're brown. They're not reddish.
Yeah.
And I've actually gone through the process at home because I'm such a nerd. I like to have a ball in my hands watching games on TV that I scrubbed the red dye off, and my hands were red for days afterwards. It was ridiculous. Wilson also sells a home kit with a brush, a wax bar, and a little oil that you can treat them up yourself.
So in other words, the league now has made it legal to do the stuff that they blame the Patriots for doing.
Basically, you
can put the ball in the dryer. You can squeeze it down and rub it up.
Right, the same thing
that they say the Patriots were doing.
But the thing is, they introduced the K-ball specifically to make kicking field goals harder because they didn't like that they were getting too easy like 15 years ago or whenever the K-ball was introduced. So they're just one foot on the gas, one foot on the brake. One foot on the gas, one foot on the brake. But I agree. The state of the art, the athletes who are now kickers, way better, because Aubrey's a tall guy. He's big, long levers. He's an athletic guy. Same thing for Butker in Kansas City. Half the league's kickers are actual athletes, right?
Yeah.
And before, it used to be guys like Garo Yepremian, a horseshoe ball little fella with tiny size 7 shoes. I kick field goal. Okay, great, buddy. Thanks. So anyway, we got a new kicker in town. We'll see how long he lasts, Moody. This is now, I believe, the 7th or 8th kicker.
It's been a while.
In the Adam Peters and Dan Quinn era. So, yeah. There's bigger problems, which is, of course, the rest of the team. And then there's bigger questions, which is, when will Daniels come back? How quick should he come back? How much should he play? And then what's the goal for the rest of this otherwise season that is just in tatters?
Yeah.
Do you have an idea on that? Can you hold it for the break?
I'll hold it.
Hold it for the break. What's left of the season, and how much and when should the franchise quarterback play? Zabe sitting in for J.P. Finley today. It's B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
If you're looking to sell a house, you need to go to my friends John Leahy and the Leahy Group over at ESP Realty. John has a deep bench of buyers in waiting, more than 10,000 buyers ready to buy. He may have your home ready and sold already, just like a recent buyer. They were thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over the asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right here on his website, and you can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. Talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time. So you can call John right now at 301-900-3052 or hit him online at johnsellsdmv.com. Or even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.